Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
And Lolita. Welcome, everyone, to Psychic Talk Radio. We are now live and on air. We are joined today by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And how are you?
Doing great. And looks like everybody's kind of busy today, but yeah. We do have one caller.
Yeah, we sure do.
Mm-hmm. Our special tonight is $5 for 15 minutes, can be found on the website at housepsychic.com. All right. Do you have any announcements today, Lolita?
No, not that I know of. That's about it, really, just that one special that we had going on. Sorry, I'm like a little cold.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and start taking some calls here and see how it goes.
All right. Okay, let's start with the first caller, area code 650-400. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, this is Renee calling from New York, and I just wanted to know, do you do general readings? I just wanted to have a general reading on my relationship with Spotlight.
What part of your relationship do you know? You got to be precise on what exactly you want to know.
I'm dating a guy, and I just want you to see where this is heading.
Okay. Give me one moment, and let me see what I can pull out for this. What is his name, please?
John.
John? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm actually receiving a very good feeling from this. I feel here that John is definitely showing an interest. I feel that this is headed in a good direction, and I see that a good relationship can come out of this. However, he has seemed to be a bit distant for a little while. I don't feel he's been distant for too long, in fact. And I feel that you may actually have more interaction with him, more positive interaction coming up in the next 3 to 4 days, okay?
And when you say positive interaction, do you mean face-to-face interaction?
Yes.
Okay.
And one thing, do me a favor. Already, if you're going into doubts or wondering where the relationship is going, that means the ego has totally come up and you're wondering. When you actually have fun with a relationship and not worried about where it's going, you'll know it will go smoother for you. And if you really have trust within yourself and you have faith, you just got to go with the flow and just know that you will be in that deserved relationship. So the thing that I can suggest you doing right now is you really looking within yourself and getting to know your power of your intuition and your guide. You will know that feeling right away when you do meet somebody, and it will just hit you in the gut. And so I guess really I would just say have fun with it. Doesn't matter where it's going at all, because if you don't know how to have fun with it, or learn, because this could be a relationship that you may have to learn something out of to get to the next one. So just enjoy it, you know. Just bring that inner child, learn from it, and grow from it. And don't allow the power of the ego to know where it's going, how it's going. I always say you got to have fun with relationships that come in your way. And that's with everyone, even friends, family members. Just enjoy life one day at a time, because we're all here on Earth to learn. We're on Earth school right now.
Right. Another thing is, do you see any,
one question only, hon. I'm sorry to cut you off. If you like a full reading, he gives out very good packages. So there's a one question only today, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Sorry, Adam.
All right. All right. Well, it looks like our switchboard's starting to light up here, so this is good. Yes, please remember to check out the website at howpsychic.com. Not only are you getting private readings, but you're getting a lot of time and energy for you, Buck. All right. Let's move
ready for
right
the next
along
one?
Here. Yep.
Okay, let me just remind you, we got a couple people online here. We're actually offering a promo. It is 15 minutes for one question for $5. So, again, if you want to know about one question, you can ask it 20 million different ways for $5 in 15 minutes. So let me take on the next caller here. Area code 313-482, please state your name, where you're calling from, and
go right into your one question.
Ma'am?
The big door.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go on. You're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go into your question, please.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Yes, okay, Sherry, where are you calling from, and what is your question?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan, and I just want to know, do you see anything good? Because there's just, like, so much stuff been going on, kind of, like, falling down,
like just bad stuff. There's something going on with your household as far as finances is concerned?
Yes.
Okay. Honey, the message is that it's going to be salvaged. That money is going to be there, and I have the feeling you need it by the end of this week coming up. I'm sensing that it's going to be there for you. The message today is to remain faithful within yourself and within the higher power, as he has always provided. Okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, everyone has to remember, you got to thank those. You got to thank the challenges. If you don't, you're going to continue going on the repetition there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's go into the next caller. Area code 952-461, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from Minnesota, and my question is, do you see me buying a second property, a second home, like a vacation home, or do you see me just moving permanently or staying where I am?
Okay. I am actually seeing you moving permanently, although the move may not happen as quickly as you would like. I do feel that the move is for the better, and I do feel that it will happen shortly after the time that you would like to have it in. And one way I'm sensing this is because you have to move, but it doesn't seem to be forcibly either. I feel that the change in energy is going to be dramatic and very positive.
Can you tell how far away that move will be?
We're only doing one question per caller,
but I
do feel it will be good, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You guys, again, it's one question only, please. We do have that $5 special for 15 minutes, and you guys can ask that question 20 different ways if you like. Check us out on www.howpsychic.com. Go into the next caller, please. Area code 785-550. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
My name is Carissa, and I'm from Kansas. And my question is, I've been planning on changing my financial status, and I was wondering if you see that coming through for me.
Okay. I do see it coming through for you. But this is going to be in the way that you approach it with confidence that makes all the difference in the world, okay? I'm feeling that if approached with a higher level of consciousness and confidence, then this will go through for you in a very positive manner. I know it's been delayed a couple of times. I don't see it being delayed again. I do see it coming through, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right, guys, if anyone wants to call in, I know we have a couple people in chat. Please definitely do call in. We only have a couple callers left. Looks like we have a slow night for a change. So, again, let's go on to the next caller here, area code 716-903. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Yes, my name is Audrey. I'm calling from New York. I'd just like to know if me and my boyfriend will move forward soon and if he will open up soon.
Okay.
His name is Sean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, your answer is in a two-part form here. One, there is a very good chance of this relationship having the ability to work out. Two, I do see him putting in a little bit more effort. However, I don't see him putting in quite as much effort at once as you would like at this time. And I really feel that this is a relationship that you've invested a lot of time and energy in. So the second part to this message today, it's okay to keep the doorway cracked for him, but it's not okay to put yourself on hold for him until he's fully ready to commit.
Okay, I know what you mean. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. I think the show tonight is patience.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, right?
It does make sense. I don't think people really enjoy time. I think society has put rules on relationship, and they think that they're supposed to adhere to that. There's no rules. There's no rules to relationship. There's no rule to this game. You know, I really emphasize everyone enjoy life every single day. And if it doesn't work for you at that time, you keep it moving. And when it comes back again, it's just better for you at that situation. And I don't think a lot of people know and enjoy life. No, no one does. They want to.
Living in the moment, we're not living.
No. I think we have, you know, a lot of people have a hard time dealing with that. And it's sad because life, we make life hard for ourselves, and it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, I say it's the fault of the way that we have constructed rules to life and theories and marriage. There's nothing. And if we don't live in the power now, we're not going to know where we're going to be. You know, we're not going to learn from what we're supposed to learn at this present time and to keep moving. So, again, everyone tonight, just have patience. And if you trust within yourself, just know that everything will come together. But I always say you go back into that inner self, inner child, and get to know your own spirituality, your own faith, your own trust, so you can get to that point, because it's a wonderful place to be in when you live in the power of now. Am I correct, Adam?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, anyway, let's go to the next caller.
It helps us so much better.
Oh, yeah, and you see clearly, and I don't think a lot of people have that vision of clear eyes, you know. If you want to move, you can move. Nothing's stopping you. If you feel like you got to go, just go. If you want to get another job, you work until you get to that next job. You know, I don't know. I think fear and patience really come into a play with life, and I think, you know, people really need to do what makes them happy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough of me preaching to the choir. Let me keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, area code 703-864. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm calling from Virginia.
Let's go right.
Yes,
thank you.
Hello.
What is your name?
The name is B.
And your question, please?
Where will I move to? And when?
Mm-hmm. All right, where are you currently located? I'm sorry?
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. The only thing that really sticks out with me right now is somewhere on the East Coast, and more specifically, have you been to New York, hon?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I know it's a little bit too much hustle and bustle for some people, but for some reason, I really could see you thriving in New York.
Thriving in New
York. Mm-hmm. I get the message that you would absolutely thrive in New York. Okay. I do sense you moving. I feel the move happening sometime before the before this year is out. Okay, mind you, we only have a few months left in this year. And I feel your move is going to be good. I feel the funding, the finances, that's all going to be aligned right there for you at the time of the move. And just New York is sticking out to me like a sore thumb tonight for you.
Do you think that I have a move coming, like, within the next couple days or next couple weeks?
Okay. Well, we only do one question on the show, but seeing as how you're the only caller on the queue right now, I do sense that this will be coming in another few weeks, but in a few days, not so much.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks or so. And do you have any family in New York?
No.
No? Who do you know in New York?
No one.
No one. Because it's really sticking out tonight for you. It's like a green thumb sticking out so far. It's like, here I am.
As far as a couple weeks, where will it be too?
It's only one question, hon. I'm sorry. We're going to have to let this go, okay? I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Okay. Adam?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. I think we're going to have a chat question really quick. And I think I'm still affected by the full moon.
It just happened Tuesday. I think a lot of us are.
Do you have any more specific astro spotter? What do you want to, like, a new person? Is that what you're saying? New. Okay, you're not letting. Okay, so I got two chat questions here. I need to get a proper question from Astro Slider. Need the name and exactly where you're calling your exact question. Yes, okay, I know. I just make sure, you never know. Can you just please state your name, Astro? She wants to know about the next partner, so let me just. Tasha. Oh, no, that's not her. Hold on. Sean. Okay. Sean wants to know when they're going to meet their next partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. The next partner, I'm tapping into this, and I'm getting something around the, wow. You know, it seems to be around the 21st to the 24th of this month. And the 21st is about two Saturdays away from today. And I'm feeling here that this individual seems to be met in a restaurant-type environment. I'm getting sort of like a restaurant environment. There's food nearby. There's a bit of sociability going on. It doesn't seem to be an environment where there's a bar or something to that effect, but it does appear to me as a social environment. You could just be out during the day getting yourself something to eat and happen to run into this individual.
All right. Okay, we'll take a caller, and then we'll take that next chat. Hold on. Area code 916-289, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from California, and I actually really don't have a question. If I could just get my 2 cents worth in. I was listening to what you were saying, Lolita, about patience. How are you? And I loved what you had to say. Good. And I loved what you had to say because I'm learning a lot of patience, and I'm also learning. As you know, I am very intuitive, but I'm also learning to trust my intuition. And one thing I'm learning is to walk in faith, complete faith with this move that still hasn't happened yet but will soon. And instead of thinking my way through life, because that's where the fear comes in, I'm learning to feel my way through it. So I'm eliminating any fear and expectation, basically. And so it's coming along to the point where, yes, it's been delayed still, but I know, I can see, I can feel, I see all the signs from my guides and my angels, God and the universe, mm-hmm. and just from my own intuition. And so it's made it a lot easier for me to, you know, deal with yet another delay, basically. So I just kind of wanted to kind of interject that because I liked what you had to say. So.
Yeah, I just think sometimes, you know, especially with, you know, me and you know, we have twin flames in our life. And if you were told that you have a twin flame partner, you better learn to have patience. If not, get off that bandwagon and just fall into the 50 million relationships you need to. Because if you don't have patience, you are done. Because the twin flame dynamic is strong.
And I walk in faith knowing that I'm on the right path again because, you know, not just because I know it intuitively, but I know that God, this is what God wants. You know, he wants me to be with my twin. He wants me to be with my twin, living with my twin so we can do our work together. But you're right, because when you put expectations, because this is a very spiritual relationship, unlike
yes.
anything else anybody's going to have, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of healing and growth that goes on. Before you two can either unite or reunite. And so you have to be on the same page spiritually and emotionally. And if you're not ready and the timing isn't right, boy, you're talking about, you're right. And it's all about unconditional love and learning to, you're right about something, Lolita, too. A lot of people forget is you got to nurture yourself, really. Because if you're not nurturing yourself, then even if you have a twin flame and you are supposed to be with that twin, each twin has to nurture themselves before they can get together. And so that's very important as well. And it's about unconditional love and doing away with expectations. So I know my move's going to happen. You know, it's probably going to come down to the wire. I'm like, you know, but you know what? Wipe the slate clean. You know, it's just what can you do? You know, it's all part of God's plan. So you're right about the same too. So.
And that's where, you know, it's funny because I was just telling Adam, I go, I think the show is about patience because people do not know how to enjoy life because we've lived in a society for years
mm-hmm.
that say, okay, you meet someone, you got to do this and you got to do that. Who put those rules? No one did. We did it to ourselves and everyone forgets. Yes, about just having that inner child come out and enjoying to be with that present moment at that, you know, that present person
Absolutely.
At the present time. And there's no rule
Living
to this
out.
Game. And if you can't
well,
go with that, then you have a lot of voice within yourself and go nurture that self first.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people forget themselves and they want to know the job, they want to know the partner. Well, what are you doing for yourself so you can be a good person to attract that right person? But no one
Absolutely.
Wants to do the homework.
It's all about being emotionally and spiritually ready. It's like anything. It's not just about a relationship. It's about a job. It's about
yeah.
a move geographically. And, you know, again, you know, Adam can attest to this because there was a lot of times, even as a medium myself, I would be calling him up going, okay, when am I moving? When am I moving? When am I moving? Because my move kept getting delayed for one reason or another. And so now I'm seeing the importance of where I'm at in my life and why I ended up where I ended up now temporarily. And that's the other thing people don't realize if it's not a straight shot. Sometimes you can't go to from point A to C before you go point A, point B, and then point C. So sometimes what we're meant to have, there may be maybe something thrown in there in the middle because you're still not ready or the other person isn't ready, and so you have to, there's still some healing, deep healing and growth. And so that's where I'm at, basically. You know, as much as I want to be, you know, in my home in the foothills, which I know is coming, and I do know that from the bottom of my heart, my soul, the pit of my stomach, my intuition, you know, everything. I have no doubt about that. So like I said, I'm just learning to feel my way through it and not overthink it, because when we overthink, we do get into the fear mode again.
Yeah.
And sometimes ignorance is bliss. We don't have to know every little thing. that's coming around the corner. So that's where I'm learning to be a little bit, I don't mean ignorant in a bad way, but not needing to know every little thing. And sometimes it's just better to keep in mind the bigger picture and let God and the universe take care of the details, basically. So
Actually your own self, too, because you can actually control the ship if you want to. You know, wherever you want to go, it will happen. And you just, again, you got to have trust. And there's no timing, you know. I don't know. And people, that power, that intuition, when you know what's right, it hits you. And I don't think people really know what their intuition is, because your answers are within. And it's a wonderful feeling to call a person like Adam or you or anybody else and say, is this what I'm feeling? Is it correct? And yes or no question, you keep it moving. That's when you know how much of a spiritual growth you have within you that you have changed to learn. And that's the best feeling that I have accomplished.
And absolutely. And what's behind your intuition is your guides and angels. So if people would learn to get in touch with their guides and their angels, then after a while, you know, your intuition would just become second nature. When I have when I have a knowing of to do something, it's not just I do it, but I can feel it in the pit of my stomach around my solar plexus, basically. And it's a very, like, you need to do this, or, you know, even if it's you don't need to do this, you know, I can feel it, but I can intuit it. And that's because, and it's taken me years to get to that point, and I don't second guess it anymore, you know, like I used. Well, I can't totally say that, because there are some times that I still do that, but most of the time, you know, I don't second guess it, because it just, it's like second nature. And it, that takes a while to practice to get to that point. And it's not an easy thing to do. And everybody's intuitive. Everybody has that gift of intuition. Just learn to, you know, tap into it. That would be helpful, too. But I thank you for letting me call in and talk. And
no problem. You need to come on the show.
I always love show. Excuse me?
You need to come on the show and
I will. I absolutely. You guys have a great evening, okay?
All right.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Let me just take this quick chat question, then I'm going to get to 510. Sandy wants to know, when is she going to have her next life partner?
Okay. The next life partner on Sandy's should be sometime within this month. I'm not getting an actual pinpointed date for her, though.
All right. Thank you. Area code 510-395, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, then.
My name is Tasha, and my question is in the chat.
You're wanting to know the partner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and ask that question again, hon? I'm sorry, so he can hear your voice.
I was like, what do you see for Andy and I, and my name is Tasha, and will there be a marriage? And will the marriage be a long-lasting one?
I do see it being a marriage, and I see it being a permanent one rather than long-lasting. Long-lasting could mean that it only lasts for, like, 20 years and then divorce. I see permanency here.
Okay. Would it be this year or next year?
I'm not going to answer I'm not going to let him answer the question, Tasha.
Okay, all right.
Just have fun. Just have fun with it, hon. Just have fun, okay? Don't worry about that. If it works out with Andy, just know it's going to work out, okay?
Okay.
All right, hon. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. You ready?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Erico, I think this is Nathaniel, I'm not sure. 714, please state your name and please ask your question.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Hey, Nathaniel, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing? I wanted to see if you see finances picking up.
Okay, finances picking up 5 days now.
It'd be about 5 days.
Yes. I get 5 days, not extremely dramatic increase, but it does appear to be a good increase, okay? At least picking up to a good 30 to 40% more than the volume that's been happening already.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nathaniel. Always great to have you here.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Area code 858-755. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Shauna. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shauna?
Doing great, Shauna. How are you doing, and where are you located?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. I live in California.
Okay. How can we help you, hon?
I was wondering, my friend, well, not really friend, but a person that I'm interested in, she hasn't talked to me for a while, and I was wondering, do you see him coming back into my life?
Which will not happen. Okay, I need his name, please.
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
You know, honey, I don't really like giving bad news. I do feel that he will reach out eventually to just kind of see if you've moved on. But I don't really feel him coming back into your life to become a permanent part of it. I feel, you know, it's just that ego. It's going to make him want to call just one last time, see if you've moved on, and then he doesn't call anymore.
Hmm. How soon it can be?
We're only doing one question per call.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Thank you, Adam.
We're just trying to keep it fair. Thank you for calling in, though.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You ready for the next caller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Area code 347-306. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from Las Vegas. My question is about a possible job that may be coming my way soon.
What is your first name?
Jordan.
Jordan, okay.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, Jordan, well, I am actually seeing this possible job that you're referring to coming in for you. It appears to be happening on either Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week. Okay. Monday doesn't seem to be such a good day, though. Monday seems to be another day of silence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you guys for taking my call. You have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks. All right. I think that's it.
Cool. All right. Well, once more, we want to remind everyone, please check out howpsychic.com. We're providing psychic reading specials for private readings over there. You're getting a lot of time and energy for your buck. There's always great prices and specials going on. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. We are even featuring our new spiritualist on the website who does astrocartography. She will actually help you determine where the best place is for you to live and to move if you're looking to move. And she will even help you determine astrologically how the place you are located in currently is going to affect you in all areas of your life, including places that you may move to. She based everything off of your natal chart, as well as astrologically where your planets would align into certain aspects of life based upon locations throughout the world. Always good to have a session of astrocartography. She's a great astrologer in a way, so please check her out. She's on there. She is referred to as Teresa.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, everyone. Namaste and good night.
Good night.